NYC Mayor Eric Adams, public services for taxpaying New Yorkers may be cut to help border crossers, illegal aliens. By John Binder on December 19, 2022. New York City Mayor Eric Adams, D., a supporter for sanctuary city policies, says illegal immigration will soon threaten public services for taxpaying New Yorkers. As some 31,000 border crossers and illegal aliens have arrived in New York City in recent months, mostly on buses sent from Texas, Adams is again requesting about $1 billion from the federal government to funnel the money to left-wing non-governmental organizations, NGOs, and hotel chains that have been aiding the city with housing new arrivals. "We are communicating with the White House regularly," Adams said in an interview with Pix11 News. "It's unfair to everyday New Yorkers who are already dealing with their crises. We're already dealing with the housing crisis, we're dealing with so many crises. It is unfair to New Yorkers to carry this burden on their own." In a statement, Adams suggested that if illegal immigration skyrockets, taxpaying New Yorkers will see their public services cut in response so the city can free up funds for border crossers and illegal aliens. "Our shelter system is full, and we are nearly out of money, staff, and space," Adams said. Truth be told, if corrective measures are not taken soon, we may very well be forced to cut or curtail programs New Yorkers rely on, and the pathway to house thousands more is uncertain. These are not choices we want to make, but they may become necessary. And I refuse to be forced to choose new rivals over current New Yorkers. I'll say it again, we need a plan, we need assistance, and we need it now. Emphasis added. Adams said he is worried illegal immigration to New York City, specifically, will reach historic levels with the end of the Center for Disease Control and Prevention's CDC, Title 42 Public Health Authority, which has been used since 2020 to stem waves of border crossings. While Title 42 was scheduled to end on December 21, after the Biden administration refused to appeal a lower court's decision, Chief Justice John Roberts issued an administrative stay on Monday that could, at least temporarily, keep the authority in place. Already, New York City residents, especially those in public housing, have trashed the Adams administration for throwing millions of taxpayer dollars at newly arrived border crossers and illegal aliens while leaving low-income New Yorkers behind. "They are going to train a bunch of people coming into the country, but those already here who apply through hoops to get in can't get in," Daniel Barber, who represents the city's nearly 340,000 public housing tenants, said last month. Meanwhile, analysis by the Independent Budget Office, IBO, that border crossers and illegal aliens bused to New York City from Texas are set to cost New Yorkers at least $600 million. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.